Hello, everybody, and welcome to a lo-fi episode of TYH. It's episode 88 with me, Abnike. I'm Anglo.
88 episodes. That's where we're at.
And to celebrate that momentous occasion, I'm recording on my a headset at a different location. So it's kind of lo-fi.
Remote control.
Yeah, I'm chilling with some puppers that I'm watching. Got a few puppers are taking naps right now, so that's where I have my free time.
Is babysitting the dogs?
Yeah, you gotta do some things for the family every once in a while.
I mean, is that even a chore? Like hanging out with little baby dogs?
No,
I doubt it. That's more like I'm just having fun.
So I guess we should go look at some of your guys' comments. There are a lot of them, so we're not going to go over everything. The first one that I want to go over is I made a mistake. I translated the Latin word servus as master, but it actually means slave, clearly. And someone corrected me there, but I totally just had a brain fart. But servus means slave, not master. So thank you, Michael Knight, for pointing that out and making me feel ashamed. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, we all learning?
No, yeah, we're all learning and we're all burning that gas in our tank, whatever.
That midnight oil.
Yeah.
Trying to learn foreign languages. Studying hard.
Yeah. And Owen said, you guys must be the third longest running pod, and that might be correct. I actually think you're correct.
Shut up, Owen. We're still busy, okay? Don't judge us.
Yes, we're still doing our stuff. I don't know what this comment...
Look, it's not easy, man.
Some guy, I haven't listened to your stuff, but he sent an at. So I guess I'll listen to that.
Oh, no, I listen to his stuff. It's good stuff, Kent. Kent Kershaw, find him on SoundCloud. Somehow he's still on SoundCloud. Did you know that Vic is still on SoundCloud?
Well, now I know.
He's still putting stuff out there, and so is Kent Kershaw. So, go listen to his little audio recordings. It's a little indie one-man show where he goes on his monologue and gives his feelings and opinions, and I like him.
Hey,
maybe we'll have you on the show someday soon, Kent.
So Madness Incarnate says, God damn it, Nike, we can't eat pussy. We can't go to Reddit. What's next?
Well... I let him know that Roscoe and Walrus still have an outstanding restriction on all white people eating cheese, unless and until they come to learn who their neighbors are and value their neighbors more than cheese.
I say, I put a moratorium on kimchi because that stuff's nasty.
Oh, that's going to be a hard one, but if you can justify it,
moratorium,
I'll comply.
Yeah.
Why can't we have kimchi, Anglo?
This is nasty.
Man, it's not a good enough reason just because it's your preference. It's like, I can justify not going on Reddit, not eating pussy, and, you know, Walrus and Roscoe explained why cheese is restricted. But you just don't like kimchi, and so nobody else can like it?
Exactly.
Damn.
Because you guys are all slaves, servus, servi, to my to my whims.
Dominus.
Yes, dominus sum. Some guy has his big brain theory on the origin of lunacy and lunatic. And you guys could look at that if you will. The white presenting Sicilian really appreciated our food posting.
As always.
Yes, and...
it's what we do best.
Diarrhea on Israel is very upset, because first we made fun of Apple products. And now now we made fun of anyone who has had a Reddit account.
Yep.
And he mentions how he was one of the first accounts on Reddit, back when Dig was the number one news aggregator, and when Twitter was brand new. He agrees that it's shit now, and that's why he switched to a vote. But good show, kids. Very funny. That's what he said.
I don't know what the fog dig is.
I remember that vaguely.
Do you know what dig is? I've seen it, like, underneath, like, blogs, where it'll have that little tray of things you can share it on just with a click.
Is this some stupid thing? Dig. It's a news aggregator.
Is it like Pinterest for men?
It must be. I don't know. It was before my time.
I just don't know what it's for, and like is it a news aggregator, but it's like got everybody, you know, everybody's blog posts you can share to it. Is it really aggregating news, or is it just the content?
It might just be a proto Reddit.
It might just be gay.
Yeah. An isolated bishop. Wait, did he already say something before? Anyways, isolated bishop said, if this is really the young people show, where's my deep dive on Zoomers upset about scummy scam game turning off? Don't know what that means. I think is that mentioned.
It's talking about Fortnite.
Yeah, I stopped playing games a while ago.
Fortnite. Sorry.
Very bad Zoomer.
Fortnite is gone. Go back to TF2 now.
Is it like done with? Like they just stopped it?
I think they said like they finished their final season of Fortnite. I guess they're gonna come out with Fortnite 2.
Well, it's not gone if there's Fortnite 2. So
I don't know if that's official, but it's like, are they really just gonna give up on this? That would be a terrible business move.
I know. Like everyone talks about it. I don't play it though. I stopped playing games like around Modern Warfare 2.
Fortnite, it's like, eh. So, you know, there doesn't have to be any deep dive. It's they're done making new competitive seasons. There will probably still be servers out there, but it won't be like, you know, official.
Yeah.
It'll be private servers. And play a new game. Play something else. That's it.
Play a new game called Read a Book.
No.
Well, I guess Nika doesn't want to do that. Well, Eigen Boden, 1488, says, in my college newspaper one week, someone suggested paying women to not have abortions. Interesting thought. Then the article went on
Used to think that.
Then the article went on to say these children, after being born and raised to about age 8, should be sent to the pedo colony.
But I never thought that!
Yeah. The purposes of this can be easily imagined. Authors suggest this will put in all pedos, leaving the rest of the country pedo-free. And no child loved by its parents will lose a kid to pedos. The author argued that this would improve the circumstances of everyone involved. And he said that was the most degenerate article he'd ever seen. Any more? Yeah, there's some more comments. Wow, we're going very... very, very,
big. Matlock interacting hard with us all the time.
Yeah, thank you for those interactions, Ben Matlock. He talks about a very interesting article that he read when he was in college, called Penis Theft in the Malleus Maleficarum. That's cool. But his article is actually very interesting because it talked about the etymology of like why European languages use, you know, bird related slang terms for penis, you know, like cock, pecker, stuff like that. So that's interesting. But the articles that we were talking about were very bad and very gross and unfortunate. All right. I almost ignored this comment, but apparently, there's something from White Sicilian again, or White Presenting Sicilian.
And he says, yes, I have my deep tan Sicilian GF and a dirndl. So what? And then he's like,
okay,
like
hot.
I'd be dumb enough to have a Sicilian GF.
Okay, hot. That's
See,
all I have to say.
I'm not Sicilian, so I don't have to deal with the crazy all the time. All I see, or all I know, of Sicilian women is how they look. So I haven't had to deal with the crazy yet. And honestly, like a good part of me is like, it's worth it.
Well, I mean, what is a relationship without crazy? I mean,
healthy.
True. That is true.
I think that's what the word is, healthy.
No, I know nothing about Sicilian women, but I think they're kind of hot. Italians are kind of hot, too. Greek women, too. But I'm always partial to my Nordic ancestors, though. I'd always like myself a good blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl. That's my kind of thing. But I do show respect to those med girls every once in a while. So, but, yeah.
Mediterranean women. Can't get enough of them.
One thing that I know, if you marry a Mediterranean woman, you'll probably get good food.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I like, you know, I like Nordic food, kind of, but it's...
What's Nordic girl gonna cook for you? Like, chicken nugget?
Maybe like
we're talking about like in the United States.
Oh, in the United States, yeah. No, she'll make you a good casserole. I actually like that. Like a good like Midwest.
Man, do you know how much food, like how much casserole my Greek family makes?
Yeah, but like
a ton. Like yeah, casserole is not exclusive.
I know, but that's kind of the American cuisine. And if you're thinking of like a true. Very American, like Nordic, Anglo, whatever, German. That's like kind of their thing. And I know it's very big in the Midwest. It's casseroles. It's various casseroles. And I do love those. I got to admit, I really do. It's one of my favorite. You know, like, I don't know, green bean casserole, some random.
Green bean casserole, man. My mom makes a decent green bean casserole. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, my mom too, bro. And there's just so many weird casseroles out there that I haven't tried, but they're probably really good.
Casserole is all just like, I don't know how to make lasagna sauce, so yeah. Here's the next best thing.
I think it's better.
Dude, I love it all, man. I'm not saying any one thing is better than the other, but it's like, I can see how casseroles came about, like the evolution.
Well, it's all better than kimchi. We could all agree on that.
Yeah, I like kimchi better than... I mean, I like casseroles better than kimchi. I almost said that backwards, but, like, it wasn't even a Freudian slip. It was just a total mistake.
Yeah, not everything's a
Freudian mistake. Like, casseroles are a full dish. Kimchi is a side dish.
The thing is, I mean, that...
It's not even comparable, really.
When you speak, people don't realize how many grammar mistakes and just general linguistic mistakes they make. They're just a lot more noticeable.
Well, yeah, because I don't have a green line showing up as I'm speaking like I do when I make a grammar mistake in Microsoft
Word.
Yeah,
well, you're just doing it. You're not thinking about the rules. And so people that, like, get all butt hurt, like when someone pronounces like, something wrong, it's like...
Imagine if you couldn't, like, there was, like, a hard rule that everyone would call you out on if you used and or but to start a new sentence while speaking. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. I'm going to do it anyway.
Do whatever you want. As long as you get your point across. But don't become Jewish or convert. But they won't let you anyway, so that's good.
Yeah, no. Converting to Jewish, nice try.
That happens sometimes, and I feel bad because like they'll never... I don't know if I feel bad for the goyim that do that, but they'll never be accepted.
Oh, no.
Never.
Not even close.
Yeah, it's... You're always going to be held with suspicion. There was a documentary I saw, or a YouTube clip of this Japanese guy that converted to ultra-Orthodox Judaism. And he just sits there and, like, studies Talmud all day, but I don't think he's ever going to be accepted completely, even though he's, like, a genius with the Talmud. Yeah. This is how it be. It's a very exclusive... religion that it's like an ethno-religion, ethno-religious group, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Their religion is their ethnicity.
Right.
But, yeah. Plus, who wants to study the Talmud?
Nobody.
That's too much work.
Time for that?
No, seriously, like that, they study that their whole life. And there are rabbis who have been studying
Talmud. Like, imagine studying the Talmud just so you can know how to break the rules.
Yeah. I think the Talmud, isn't it just essentially how to break the rules of the Old Testament? but technically, yeah, while mean, like, not breaking
more or
them,
less.
That's really what it is.
No, it is breaking them technically.
No, because in their
trying
mind,
to skirt around
mind.
Them is a technical violation. In I their, consider it, that technically a violation.
In their
I, don't,
mind.
I don't even give them their own premise.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah. But it's
you
just,
are violating God's law, and you're going to hell.
And, well, you know, the thing is, well, it's not even that they're violating the law. They just don't have Jesus, so ultimately, that's the thing.
They can't be saved.
So even if they did...
Y'all you know, niggas dumb as shit.
So even if they, like, it's not about law, following law. But anyways, like, it's just crazy because there's some rabbis who have studied the Talmud, like, their whole life, and they haven't even read the whole thing because it's so big. And it's so much. And I guess that's one reason why Jews are very intelligent, because, like, they have this culture of learning. Because you know, you have to be very learned to, like, do the Talmud. You know, it's a lot. You have to know Hebrew, you have to read all the time, and have your wife work instead of you.
Based.
Yeah. I don't know, bro, though. Like, you shouldn't be doing the Talmud stuff. You just, like, believe in Jesus.
No, you should not. Never.
That's so much simpler.
You gotta... You doing Talmudic shit? Stop it right now.
Yeah.
That's a new ban. If you're doing Talmudic shit, stop listening to the show.
Do you ever argue with someone who's not, not Hebrew, but they still argue Talmudically, and it's so annoying?
Like, as in, like, the toxical libertarianism type argument, or
maybe, what? Or just the sort of pill pull and just weird technicalities that just kind of pedophagery in a way, you know, it's just weird.
I don't know if that was, like, a Freudian slip, because I've never heard that word before.
What?
A pedophagery?
You don't know about pedophagging? It's a weird word. In the dictionary.
Teach me the word.
Pedophagging, it's an adjective, placing undue emphasis on petty details.
Wait, that's got to be a verb, not an adjective.
No, this is, like pedophagging attorneys.
Pedophagic?
No, pedophagging. It's weird. English is weird, bro.
Wouldn't that be an adverb?
So the verb is to pedophag.
Okay.
But it is weird, so I could describe you as a pedophagging individual. It's a very weird adjective, but that's how it is.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
So.
Not a pedophagger?
It's a weird word. I mean, I just said... Because I just said it because I've seen it in books and stuff, so I just use it. But then I just never actually, like, thought about how weird it is. Pedophagger. You're a pedophagger.
Anyway, the word I was thinking of is pedophile.
Yeah, no.
Those are the people who engage in pedophagery.
No, seriously. They have that Talmudic sort of argumentation.
It's like, well, she consents, and, you know, she's technically 17 years old and 364 days old, so it's not really pedophilia, right,
yeah,
guys?
But the thing is, it's like, he's not attracted to 17-year-old girls who are one day away.
364 days old.
Yeah. He's talking about girls who are only 364 days old, because he's a gross... You know, a sick pedophile. I mean, I don't think you'll ever see a Jew genuinely convert to Christianity. It happens. I'm not gonna lie, it does. But it's very rare. And the ones
it's like, what really happened here?
Yeah.
Did you just marry a religious goy?
Yeah, exactly. And there are genuine converts, but they usually are very specific in denying, or not denying, but like, rebuking Judaism, you know, they become anti-Semitic. Maybe like a Brother Nathaniel type fella, you know, because they realize that it's the complete opposite of Judaism.
Right.
And they're like, oh crap, this is completely at odds with what...
Oh, shit, I'm going to hell if I don't fix my shit.
Yeah, and so they become anti-Semitic, quote-unquote, you know. I mean, they're probably not technically anti-Semitic.
Post-Semitic.
Yeah, and to Jews, that's considered anti-Semitism.
Well, anything that isn't Semitic is anti-Semitism, because they're a race against the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're a race that must destroy all others. They are supremacist in nature.
Mm-hmm.
They are exterminationist, dare I say.
Yeah, that stuff's weird for me, but they believe it. Like, whoa, bro, chill out.
These motherfuckers are crazy. They're wilding out.
Yeah, you're really wilding out against the Palestinians, bro. Please,
like,
stop.
When BB said, we gonna get these niggas, he wild out.
Yeah. Never trust anyone with the name BB.
Hell no.
Nothing good starts with BB, like BBW. Like, nothing starts... or a BB gun, like when your friend shoot you with a BB gun.
Yeah, no. You're right.
I had this mulatto kid in my neighborhood that would just, like, randomly come up to me and shoot me with the BB gun.
Straight out of Compton, actually.
Yeah. And of course,
it's like, run your pockets, nigga. I'm gonna blast you with a BB gun.
It's, of course, he lived with only his mom. And his mom was a white BBW.
I got a list of like BBs right here. But I use them to shoot,
like birds.
Rodents.
Yeah.
On property. It's, I got Premier, Crossman, 1.177 caliber BBs. It's got like what they call the piranha tip. It's a nice sharp hollow point, like jagged hollow point. And it's really good for killing mice. Hello. If you have any mice in your house, get yourself like a pump action BB gun and these like serrated hollow points. You'll kill mice easily.
Dude, the mulatto kid that used to we'd be hanging out and he'd bring out his BB gun. It was like a shotgun one. And it's like 20 of BBs would come out and hit you. And I hated it.
How?
Yeah, it was like the plastic ones, but still.
Oh, like an airsoft gun?
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about that toy shit. Airsoft, there we go.
Airsoft is different. Airsoft, it's like meant to shoot at other people.
Yeah.
This is like for taking out little varmints, like I said.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, so.
I got a caliber for every occasion. Any type of shit that comes onto my lawn.
You know what makes me mad?
Whether it's a mouse or a pig, you know.
There's this place that I go to. It's kind of in the woods. It's like this nice area up in the hills. There's like a creek and all that. It's beautiful. It's green. Trees, and you just see trash everywhere, and you just see all these BBs and airsoft pellets or balls, and it's just
bruh. That's no good. You gotta have these kids like start using the biodegradable kind.
Yeah, no, and who knows how long they've been there? They could have been there for like 15 years because it's like definitely not biodegradable. And it made me upset.
Yeah, no, I mean, they got those because nobody likes having just the plastic little balls there forever and ever.
Yeah, you got plastic little balls.
Whoa, hey, oh. Are they plastic as opposed to static?
Yes.
Like, because my balls just keep expanding? I have elephantitis. Don't make fun of me.
All right, so I think we could all agree that if you play airsoft, you gotta clean up after yourself or something, or use biodegradable.
Yeah, at least try, like, for a little bit. Come on. I mean, that's part of the being a white man, is being responsible. I know you can't get every single bullet. Nobody's asking you to do that. But, like, you know, do one pass and pick up the ones that you see. If you guys, you know, after you're done, you line up, you know, arms width apart. You stretch your arms out, you know,
and everybody just looks within the distance of their arm's width, and you pick up everything that you see within your little zone, you'd make a big difference.
Yeah. But also, when you're on that trip, playing with your friends, playing airsoft, make sure you bring your buttons, your pronoun buttons. Because schools are now celebrating International Pronoun Day with the Z buttons.
You what?
The Z buttons, that's a pronoun. So, this is from Campus Reform. I mean, Campus Reform's not really the best. It's very zio-cucked, but occasionally...
But they gave us plenty of content to review.
Yeah, but so I guess they told us about this thing where there's the International Pronoun Day. So instead of things like International Workers Day or something like that, the left is now focusing on, like, International Pronoun Day. So I guess that's good. Actually, not.
No, it's hella gay.
That
as a matter of fact,
that,
like,
means that we could, hey, how about we do, like, workers' days now, and they do, like, pronoun days, and we'll see.
I'll take it. You know what? May 1st, that's our day.
Universities recognize the day by providing students with resources concerning various pronouns, like the and gs, as well as the how-to guide. Mine's junglist. Yo, my pronoun is junglist. Big up.
Bomba clot.
Yup, 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 yup. This is odd. I do see normal girls, actually. I mean, most of the people that have these buttons are weird. They look like they don't take showers, and they're like, you know, trans.
Ew.
But I saw this girl. She looked completely normal. Like, an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
But she had her pronoun on her backpack. I think it said they. It's either they or she. And it's like, come on, bruh. So.
You know what my pronouns are? It's you. If you're talking to me, say you.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me in the third person. I'm right here. Fuck you. It's not fuck him. It's fuck you. I'm right here, bro. Talk to me. Not him. I'm talking to you.
This is the most bourgeois gay stuff to focus on. I mean,
it's like, imagine telling people what to call you when you're not listening and not present for the conversation.
Yeah, it's so, look at me, I'm special.
Like, when you demand somebody, like, refer to you by your pronouns, it's only for third person, which means you're not even there.
Yeah.
Unless somebody's talking about you in the same room.
I think they assume.
In which case, you should be talking for yourself.
The second person, you, is okay. I and you, they're okay. But, because they're not gendered.
I know,
right?
But, like, I don't know what pronouns people are using to refer to me when I'm not in the conversation.
And right? you're upset that they're using.
It's like, if I'm not even there, you then gotta... I don't care. Don't tell me. If you called me she, and I'm not there for the conversation, then what's the point? It doesn't make a difference in my life, because I don't know.
My pronoun is brap.
Is that pronounced that way, or is it that's just the way to distinguish it in, like, parenthetically?
It says brap, so where it is.
Just say brap?
Yeah.
Brap and braps.
Yeah. Yeah, but the rest of the articles are kind of gay on Campus Reform, though.
They're always going to be talking about how you should still love Israel, even though we all know not to do that.
You know, conservatives, groups, socialism display vanishes overnight. So it's like, you know, talking about how socialist college students are. It's like, yeah, bro, I'm socialist. You heard of that?
Yeah.
Well, this is a creepy.
still gay.
Yeah, they're saying that like UCLA is an anti-Semitic school. Probably not
based.
The case. Probably not the case. Yeah, it's just stupid. And of course, the last article on the front page is we talked about last week. SpongeBob perpetuates violent racist acts against indigenous people. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was a good episode. Yeah, they talk about there are these posters from Turning Point USA with I love America, hashtag TPUSA, hashtag Big Gov Sucks. And
I like how they've moved away from socialism sucks, because now it's just big government, generally.
Well, like, what kind of kid's going to be interested in that?
Socialism, like, when are we going to get hashtag international socialism sucks?
Yeah. Well, socialism can't be international, that's the thing.
You can't socialize the whole world. Don't try it. Not going to work.
You also can't socialize me, because I'm autistic.
I will never be over-socialized.
And that's a fact.
Don't even try it. You're going to unleash a horrible beast upon the world if you do.
Yeah, campus reform, more like campusstupid.net.
Krampus reform.
No, don't associate some Germanic myth with this thing.
They got pro-life display parts stolen, students say.
Well, that's not good.
Another Chinese propaganda center shutters amid U.S.-China tensions. Is that the, what is it, the Confucius Center?
That sounds based.
So there's this, well, it does sound based, but it's actually just an op of the CP, CPC, Communist Party of China. Where they like have these Chinese like language learning centers.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah, it is the Confucius Institute.
Yes. Yeah. So if you've ever like started to take an interest in China and like Chinese culture, don't fall into the Confucius Institute trap, because you are just becoming a gay op for Xi Jinping. And he ain't paying you to do shit yet, so don't do it. If you want to learn Chinese, learn from somebody else. But the Confucian Center is literally just a Chinese K-op.
Isn't China based?
I mean, I don't want them in here, bro.
Nah, that's true.
You think they're going to like kick gays out of here? Wrong. They only want to keep that shit out of their own country. So, you know, in the meantime, don't further their infiltration of our country. It's like, fuck these niggas. Slant-eyed motherfuckers.
Yeah, you can't even see correctly.
It's like, how many fingers am I holding up? Do I gotta hold it sideways or what?
Take your sushi and go back home.
Yeah, go the fuck back to whatever country you done came from.
Sushi, takoyaki, whatever. Speaking of Chinese, I'm recording on my ThinkPad at this moment.
Yes, unfortunately, I think we've discussed this Lenovo, owned by the Chinese now.
Yeah, but they're still the better company.
They are really good, and it's like probably the only quality thing China has ever produced.
Well, it used to be IBM, so...
I know, the good old internet business machines.
So... It's really not their design, I guess. I mean, they did change it, actually. They changed the keyboard, but it's still pretty rugged. This is on my T480, I like to say. But I actually don't like it as much as my X220, which is like 8 years old.
IBM's been like a based company in the past. Like, they've had CEOs who've been like pretty, you know, right-wing in their beliefs. Or at least conservative. if not hard right. Not anymore, but they used to.
Yeah, well, I don't know much about that, but I know a lot about my X220. I could, like, drop that thing, and it will be completely fine.
Say this as I'm recording from my IdeaPad.
Yeah. And the ThinkPad, though.
This is a Lenovo-produced podcast. All this content brought to you by Lenovo.
Yeah, no. Do you use a TrackPoint?
I do not.
Uh-oh. We just discovered a cuck. You're a trackpad cuck.
Sorry.
I use a TrackPoint. I do not use a trackpad.
You use the nipple?
Yes.
I don't have one on the IdeaPad. I would if I did, but I don't.
Oh, I see. See, the IdeaPad sucks. I mean, it's not a ThinkPad.
But it's got... Look, it's got an Intel Core i7.
Yeah?
It's the one cucky thing, it's got an NVIDIA, which is made in Israel. But, you know, it's still a good graphics card. I'll give the Israelis that. They make good computer parts. I'm probably, like, sending everything I'm saying straight to Benjamin Netanyahu right now.
Yeah.
Like, everything I'm saying is going straight to Mossad. But I'm putting this on the internet anyway, so fuck you.
I have an i5 on mine, but it's an 8th generation quad core. So it's pretty slick. I believe I have an i5 on my X220 as well, but it's old i5, but it's still perfectly fine for most things nowadays. I've noticed that computers have kind of plateaued in a way.
I've got based JBL speakers in mine.
I don't have any special speakers. But have you noticed that? Like, I have a desktop that I've had since 2010. Or no, 2011. I built it in 2011 when I was very young.
Yeah, this laptop I got was in 2012, and it's still good. I still like it. And it has broken in certain ways,
yeah.
But it hasn't broken in any permanent way. It's like usually something that fixes itself after a while.
Yeah, well, I'm just like, I could use my now 8-year-old desktop for anything, and it's still fine.
Yeah, my laptop is going to turn 8 years old next year, and I'm still using it. I have no need to buy a new computer yet, but, like, all my keys are worn down. Like, you can't see the WASD, and you can't see the space bar. You can't see the directional keys except up. You can still see up. Let's see. You can't see L anymore. You can't see the
take that L.
The right shift.
The right shift.
TYH
on the right shift up is.
All that is from playing Counter-Strike.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just so crazy because my computer from 2011, if you go, it's still very usable now, but if you go back to 2011, use a computer from, what would it be, 2003. It'd be unusable then.
You know, oh my god, yes. If you think about, like, using an 8-year-old computer in 2011, forget it.
Completely unusable.
No, not even close, man. Think of how much we've improved screen resolution in that time.
Yeah, because I had...
In 2011, didn't we have, like, you know, YouTube in 1080p?
Yeah, no.
We did.
Yeah, no, totally, we did. We had... When did Skyrim come out? Like, 2012.
That was 2011.
Yeah, so exactly. This is.
We've had games released multiple times and with no massive improvement, like Skyrim.
Yeah.
Since 2011. We've peaked, bro.
Yeah, and it's actually kind of cool because you don't have to spend a lot of money on hardware.
I'm not going to, like, replace this computer I use until, like, it breaks or something massively better comes out. But it's not.
But if it does break, you could just buy an $80 ThinkPad. Use.
I could. I probably wouldn't, but I could.
Yeah. Well, it's just interesting, because I had, before I built my computer, I was pretty young. By the way, I had this hand-me-down Sony Vaio PC. Vaio, I don't know how to say it exactly.
Oh, the Vaio. Yeah, no, those are crap.
I don't know if they make it anymore. If they make Sony computers.
That was like, that was Sony's attempt to like make a luxury computer.
Yeah, and I believe it was made in 2005. And it was borderline unusable in 2011. And it was only 6 years old. But like, if I could use a computer from 2013 and it's like completely usable.
Like, what was the max like hard drive you could buy on a base model laptop in 2005?
Well, this actually wasn't a laptop. This is a Sony Vaio desktop. It was like an my brother bought it. It was like extremely top of the line. It had a Pentium. What is it? The Pentium 4. The last Pentium generation before the Core 2 Duo and stuff. Pentium 4, yeah, it was a Pentium 4, like 3.8 gigahertz. It had like 3-4 gigs of RAM or something. And it was borderline, I mean, it was slightly usable, but it was basically unusable in 2011.
And I had like this laptop we bought in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the best laptop we had for several years. It was like what I could run games like Civilization 4.
Yeah.
And Spore the best with.
Yeah. But it's just crazy because a top of the line computer from 2013 is still like.
Great. It's still great.
Yeah.
You can still like run the top new games on that computer and you'll still be happy.
Yeah.
It won't be like in the like the max uber resolutions that come out, but like 1080p
it's is good. Fine.
Nobody complains about having 1080p, not even like, you know, the new generation of kids, the younger than Zoomers.
Yeah, they don't.
They're fine with 1080p.
I feel like the ones who go over 1080p are like old people. Like they have the money to do that.
Yeah, like I go over 1080p because I've bought a nice phone.
I have a bug man job, and I could, you know, become rich. I'm not saying you, but like, you know, like
people older than me.
Yeah, people who have like.
It's just because I got a phone upgrade in the past year. Like back in March, I got a new phone,
mm-hmm.
and it has a screen that can display a resolution above 1080p. I don't really use it too often, but it's possible.
Yeah, no, it's really crazy. Just the how good technology has gotten, and it has reached a point where, I mean, we don't even really need upgrades, to be honest, for what we do. I mean, yeah, if you're on like the cutting edge of video editing, I understand. Like, you need the best that you can get. You need to always mm-hmm. have the bleeding edge. But for your consumer and Zoomer, who's just out there playing casual gaming. Or even does...
Who's, like, looking for a new fix now that Fortnite's gone.
Yeah.
The younger than Zoomer.
And like, you could you do, like, light video editing, you know? You could do, like, 1080p video editing on, like, a computer 2012, and it'd be fine. Yeah, it'll take, like, a long time to render, but you can still do it. You could definitely make music. I know that for sure. Like, I make a lot of music, and I use old computers for that, and... Actually, in some ways, older the better, because I have this one audio interface that's also a hand-me-down. It's very good. It has like so many inputs. It's actually a FireWire machine, and FireWire like is
Ooh.
Pretty much unusable in Windows 10, but in Windows 7 and older versions of Mac OS 10, it works pretty good, and it's just really good, and it's very stable. Not anymore, though. The Windows 10 is great.
See, I still got Windows 8 on my computer.
Yeah, I'm running Windows. Linux, so
Windows 10 is literally corporate spyware, and I would never use that.
Bro, on this ThinkPad, before I put Linux on it, it was...
more like StinkPad.
It was... Windows 10 is the worst thing ever. It's... kept on telling me to like sign in to this weird community profile. I don't even know what half of this stuff is. It's like, bro, this is too much. Just let me put Linux on it. Which I did. But
nice. It's always good, man. Linux kicks ass.
Yeah, I'm not the I'm still learning, but
if you learn Linux, you're better for it because, you know, you're using something that won't fucking spy on you.
Yeah. No, and you feel Chad when you're like doing all the terminal commands.
Hell yeah, feels like hackers, man. Feels like you're a hacker.
Instead of like using the GUI and the mouse, you just like do everything through the terminal and you're like, yeah.
It is what it's like to hack shit. But it's like that's not necessarily true, but it's
you're just opening GIMP.
Yeah, it's like run GIMP EXE.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hacking shit, bro. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you want to talk about, Nikkei?
I didn't have anything else come up. I guess maybe I can name drop one of our other sources of content over the years. Fire. Oh. It's the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education. They are celebrating their 20th year of existence this month. And for those of you who don't know, FIRE is like basically who you need to go to if you've ever had your rights violated on campus, mm-hmm. as in your freedom of speech. If your campus has ever shut you down for expressing your First Amendment rights, get in contact with these people, because they are the most likely to represent your legal case for free, because mm-hmm. they'll get paid, you know, out of the, they're sponsored by donations, but also, like, you know, when they win lawsuits, they get money. But you'll have your rights protected, and they'll be the ones to do it. I know it's happened on my campus before, and it could happen on yours. And these people will be the ones who will help you out. They're celebrating 20 years. If you have any money, you know, donate to them. There's other people who need money more than they do, but, you know.
AKA us?
It's a special occasion, so I'll give them their shout out. But that's, let's see. Any other news they've put out? I'll take a look real quick.
Yeah, I mean, another libertarian, I think, right?
So yeah, I mean, they're constitutionalists.
That's fine. The Constitution says free speech, so hopefully they'll defend us.
They'd defend us before campus reform would.
Yeah, campus reform, campus reform would be, like, shaming us for, like...
If you criticize Israel, that's not free speech, according to campus reform.
Yeah, that's like worse than hate speech. That's like devil speech.
All right. So their latest article is on Rensselaer Polytechnical Institute, but they ignore concerns about new policy. Do you want to go into that?
I kind of have to dip pretty soon.
Let me just read the first few paragraphs.
Okay,
I can do that real quick. This is posted October 18th by Adam Steinbach. Mm-hmm. Last month, FIRE wrote a letter to Rensselaer Polytechnical Institute, where the administrators created a new policy requiring students to get permission before sharing a flyer or letter on campus. Mm. RPI has a long practice of using its policies to burden critics of its administration, even claiming that its new policies require students to get permission before handing out a flyer on a sidewalk. That claim drew criticism from FIRE and the New York Civil Liberties Union, as RPI's admin was attempting to enforce a policy that didn't exist. And even if it did, such a policy would run afoul of RPI's public commitment to freedom of expression. As the FIRE Institute explained in September, RPI was citing a policy when attempting to punish students for handing out letters and flyers on campus. Quote, but as FIRE pointed out, there was no such policy. and even had it existed, requiring students to get permission from an admin to hand out a flyer on campus cannot be squared with a commitment to free expression. Because RPI is a private institution, the First Amendment does not compel it to recognize students' expressive rights. But RPI nevertheless promises to do so. The NYCLU went further, questioning why RPI's admin was enforcing policies that did not appear to exist. As the NCLU and FIRE charged, RPI's admin had been enforcing a policy that did not actually exist, despite the litany of warnings from civil liberties orgs. RPI has now created it.
Huh.
So, they are always on the lookout for instances, no matter what it is, whether it's a private, public institution, they're keeping an eye out, and they don't care what you're saying. They just care as long as you're saying it. And if your rights are being denied in that way, they will stick up for you. And they deserve credit for that because, as it turns out, they've helped conservatives far more often than they have anybody else. Because, as we all know, campuses aren't afraid or don't care about other people expressing their views, only when it happens to be right wing.
Yeah, it's the unfortunate fact of campus life.
That's right, but that's the struggle we face, and we wouldn't want it any other way, outside of an ethnocentric.
Another unfortunate fact is thoughts.
That's true.
Dressing very inappropriately nowadays.
Hey, but you know what? Struggle makes us stronger, and I firmly believe that.
And Nika really likes the struggle of seeing college kids, college-age girls walking around in skimpy clothes. What a struggle.
Without a boyfriend. It's like, hey, let me help you out there.
Yeah. Well, I got a dip. My name is Anglo. With me, I'm Nike.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, guys. And check me out on the most recent episode of The Third Rail.
Check me out on this podcast. I might be doing my own little, I didn't talk about this, but where I talk about things I've been reading, stuff like that. It's like a little side podcast thing I'm going to maybe think about doing. I don't know.
We all think about that sometimes.
Yeah.
But forthcoming, maybe, possibly. Check it out.
Well, I already recorded it. I'm just thinking about when should I upload it?
Tune in to be sure.
Yeah. Well, my name is Anglo. With me, MDK.
See you next week.
Thank you for listening. If you want to give us young lads some help, send us some Bitcoin. Our BTC address is in the description. See you next week.